Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is 630 Headlines.
All right, and some big headlines today, including one that broke not too long ago during the WEEI afternoon show. I heard Dan Ball on the breaking news, and that was that Damian Lillard has reached a three-year deal to return to Portland and play with the Trailblazers, which I heard that and I said, what? What? I was shocked. I was shocked, first of all, that Portland wanted him, and I was really shocked that he would want to go back there. I think this is only a move that you make if you are planning to retire. This, to me, screams a guy who wanted to retire in a Portland Trail Blazers uniform. That's sort of what I get with this. You remember when Iverson went back to the Sixers really late in his career? Iverson, who...
Man, he was like a shell of himself.
I mean, he was a shell of himself in Memphis and sort of in Denver, too, at the end. He was good with Carmelo those first couple years in Denver, Iverson was, but he fell off pretty quick out there. And then he goes to the Grizzlies, and then he was on the Sixers at the end. And I remember him being like, you know, when the Sixers called, I couldn't refuse. And it's sort of like, all right, it's because you knew you wanted to retire soon and you wanted to retire in Philly. And this strikes me anyway as a guy who's planning on retiring. If he gets a year out of that in Portland where he can go out and, you know, wave to the crowd one more time, then that I think would be surprising. But Portland, why else would they do this? It's not like he's the type of guy that you can trade to another team now, you know, like
because
he's going to be out for the whole year.
Because the deal has a no trade clause. That's another thing to keep in mind. It's right. 3 years, 42 mil, but year one, probably going to miss it. Year two, I would say he plays. I don't know how great it is or whatever, but he will play in some capacity. That third year could be a player option. And the deal, as I just said, also has a no trade clause. Mm-hmm. So by that third year, he could decline that player option and be like, you know what? That's it for me. I'm about to retire.
Yep. I think that's what's happening here. Pretty good career for Dame Lillard. Not a great one, but a pretty good one. He'll be a, I don't know if he'll be a Hall of Famer. He probably won't be.
I mean, he was named on the most recent list they did, 75 greatest players. He was on that list.
Was he?
Yeah. So I feel like if you're on that list, that pretty much automatically puts you in the Hall of Fame.
Okay. Who makes that list?
Well, that was a bunch of years ago when it was like the 75th season.
And the 75th anniversary?
Yeah,
team,
like the 75th anniversary. So I'm pretty sure it was like
rookie
writers,
of the year,
players.
9-time All-Star, 7-time All-NBA. That's pretty, I mean, that's a lot. How many times was he first team All-NBA? Once ever. All the other time, he was second team 4 times, third team once. Comeback player of the year, he finished in the top 10, finished in the top 10 in MVP, top 5 in MVP. In 2017, 2018. Great, great player. I mean, listen, Dame Lillard is a great player. Did he have a great career? I don't know. He had some great moments, that's for sure. That three that he hit right in Russell Westbrook's face and then waved goodbye to the Thunder, that was one of the all-time badass NBA playoff moments of that whole era. Of that whole, you know, James Harden, Splash Brothers, LeBron, and all that. Like, that was That was a moment for sure. Lillard established himself.
That season, I'm pretty sure, was the only time he made the conference finals.
Yeah.
And it's a shame that he was stuck in Portland. I mean, he grew up in Oakland, so
right.
It's close to Portland. But just imagine what he could have been, like, if he went to the Bucks and teamed up with Giannis years before.
Maybe, but he goes to Milwaukee at age 33, teams up with Giannis, doesn't have a major drop-off. He had some years in Portland where he was only averaging about 24 points per game. He has two seasons right around 24, 25 points with seven assists and, playing at an all-star level. And that team did not get better with him. That team did not. That duo of him and Giannis, I mean, on paper and in theory, it was a great, great duo. It was a great combination. But in practice, it just wasn't really ever what they expected it to be. And I think that probably means the end for Dame. It's just a guess, and if he plays, 5-10 more years, then I'll certainly eat my words. But I don't think you go back to a team like the Portland Trailblazers unless you're trying to set up some kind of, farewell reunion type of tour type of thing. That's what it comes off as to me. All right, next headline. And that would be in the NFL, where T.J. Watt has been made the highest-paid non-quarterback in NFL history, again. Okay, he agreed to a 3-year, $123 million extension with the Steelers today. The deal comes with $108 million fully guaranteed, $41 million average per year, and that tops the $40 million that was given to Myles Garrett earlier in the offseason. And, for a guy who made it clear that he wasn't super happy in Pittsburgh and he wasn't happy with his contract, even though it was an all-time great contract. It seemed like he was disgruntled, and it seemed like him and Pittsburgh were headed for a divorce, and that's clearly not happening. Pittsburgh going out there and locking him up, along with adding Aaron Rodgers and, doing some other things this year. I wonder if this T.J. Watt news is sort of a, part of like an arms race now with these other stud defenders, these defensive player of the year types, your Myles Garrett's, your guys like that. The value on those guys seems to just keep going up. And I'm wondering if there's ever going to be a point where people are like, okay, there's T.J. Watt, but can we get a T.J. Watt-like player for Le? It keeps going up and up and up and up and up, even at age 32. And he's a part of that franchise now, he's become this this big face there. But it's the NFL. It's not like that really ever matters. Once you stop being useful, then you're done. And T.J. Watt's still obviously very useful. To see him, what do you have, 12 sacks last year? Like, he's still out there producing. And I think that with all the stuff that the Pittsburgh Steelers are going through right now, keeping him around was the right move.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. There was also this in the NFL. Rashee Rice, who is arguably the number one target wide receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, was sentenced to 30 days of jail time and 5 years probation for his role in a crash last year in Dallas. Rice pled guilty in district court to 2 third-degree felony charges, a collision involving serious bodily injury and racing on a highway causing bodily injury. A Dallas district court judge ruled that Rice can serve the jail time at any point during the 5-year probationary period. He received deferred adjudication, and the case will be dismissed if he completes the probation. So, yeah, it's a... really, I mean, not that anyone should be or seem surprised by this. Off-season, NFL off-season, there's drama a lot of the time. And this was one of those things that you were sort of wondering, well, okay, when is this going to get dealt with? And now here it is. Rashi Rice, a guy who really had a golden ticket there, connecting with Patrick Mahomes and having an automatic ticket to the Super Bowl basically every single year. And a guy who just cannot stop sabotaging himself is what it looks like. And maybe just not a good guy. You know, it could be as simple as Rashi Rice, just simply not a good guy. All right, there you go. Also, Caitlin Clark. One more. And that is that Caitlin Clark is going to miss the entire All-Star Weekend in the WNBA, will not participate in any of the events. She suffered a right groin injury on Tuesday. I looked this up, and I think I heard Billy talking about it today. It's a right groin now. Last injury she missed time with was left groin. So now it's the whole groin, and that's not good. Clark has dealt with injuries much of the season, was named a starter and captain for the All-Star game last month, and was also announced to be a participant in the first 3-point shootout of her career. And now she is not going to be there at all. She says, "I'm incredibly sad and disappointed to say I can't participate. I have to rest my body. I will still be at Gainbridge Fieldhouse for all the action. I'm looking forward to helping Sandy coach our team to a win." The Sandy Brondello, that's the coach. She's going to be the coach for the Eastern Conference. And so there you go. She underwent imaging Wednesday to determine the extent, and she's missed the loss on Wednesday to the Liberty. She did play against Connecticut that game in Boston. So there you go. There's your headlines here at 6:30.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.